This is Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
I don't know if you heard that, but the computer just went out and I got to have that. So Mary Pat is here as well. And our special guest for this segment is, welcome back for the umpteenth time, Ann Poindexter. We love you.
Thank you.
She's from Altman Poindexter Wyatt, aplawyers.com, if you're looking online. And I actually did that yesterday because I referred somebody to you. You want to hear the story?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember on one of our earlier shows, you did talk about probate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People that don't have a will, and sometimes their assets will go to the state and the state figures it out. It's so much smarter to have a will, right? Anyway.
Yes, it is.
So a friend of mine needed a referral, so I went online, apwlawyers.com. So there you go. I know you deal with that, right?
I do. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's too bad that you have to, but anyway, I told her you were well-versed.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right. Well-versed in the topic of probate. So, but today we're going to talk about something a little bit different, right?
Yes, we are. Although it's the same general theme, ladies. You know, we talk a lot about the importance of making our own decisions. I mean, it's just, you know, what you talked about is not letting the state make your decision. Make your own decisions in your will. Plan ahead. And so today, let's talk about the alternative to guardianships. Because, being put under guardianship is, you know, really rather dreadful. It's necessary sometimes, and there aren't always an opportunity to avoid it, but guardianship is essentially where we take away someone's rights and give someone else total control, to control their assets, to make personal care decisions, to make medical decisions. It's taking it all away. And that sounds kind of dreadful, doesn't it?
Well, it really does for people of sound mind.
Right. And so sometimes it's unavoidable. I mean, as we age and if we've done no planning ahead of time and if there's no alternatives and if someone, you know, is suffering from, you know, some late stage Alzheimer's or other cognitive impairments that are severe, sometimes there's no alternative. But in other instances, when it's not late stages or when there are some other kinds of more moderate impairments, there are things that we can do that avoid a guardianship. And, you know, this is kind of a change, and it's not, you know, it's not just Indiana. This is a nationwide, if you will, change in thinking about being more receptive to the individual and empowering the individual to the extent we can, but still being protective of them and meeting their needs. And so, you know, the latest talking points, if you will, is what is called supportive decision making. So, you know, you'll start hearing more and more, I think, about supported decision making now.
Versus guardianship?
Versus guardianship.
Okay.
Now, supported decision making in and of itself is not magical. And there is no one definition of supported decision making. And what I mean by that is it can take a variety of different forms. So supported decision making could mean that someone who has a cognitive impairment but knows that they have a cognitive impairment could agree and even sign a contract saying that they will agree that this person can monitor their banking activities.
Okay.
And they will agree that the bank can alert this person for any expenditures over X amount. and they will agree that this person has authority to access their healthcare information, and they will consult with this other person about major medical decisions. And, you know, that way they have people to assist them in the areas where they need some assistance.
Sounds like they can customize it and have more than one person in charge.
Absolutely. You know, even now, but particularly as we age, what is one area where it's hard to figure out? It's in the world of medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't speak English, it seems like, when you go to the hospital or the doctor. Those words don't compute sometimes. But as we age, and if you have a cognitive impairment on top of that, it can be very difficult to process that information. And so you might be okay dealing with yourself at home. You might be okay dealing with your basic bills, but you might not be doing a good job managing your health care because you can't process that information. So you might need the help of an individual who can translate for you.
Sure.
And why wouldn't you just get a POA, a power of attorney?
Well, a power of attorney, believe it or not, is sometimes what we use for an individual. That may be an example of all they need at the moment, and that can be their form of supportive decision-making.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, it's new language, but it doesn't mean one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could start out with just a power of attorney for health care, because that's really the only thing they need now. But then they might start not doing a good job with those checks.
Mm.
So they might need that power of attorney for the financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might not be doing a good job at home. So they might need some assistance at home. I mean, it might progress. And so they might need to sign an agreement that somebody's monitoring the home part, or that they'll accept assistance at home. And, you know, having these type of supports and agreements that they'll accept these supports can let some individuals stay in their homes longer than they otherwise would, and put off a guardianship.
Yes. These sound like good alternatives for those who do want to age in place and who do want to have some decision making.
That seems to be the trend.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you seeing that as well, Anne, from your attorney standpoint, that people are opting to age in place and maybe not necessarily, although there's a lot of great places to move these days, right, Mary Pat?
If you can afford them.
Yeah, that's true. Managed care and stuff.
Yeah, and that's the issue. And so I see a great number both ways. I see a great number of people who are planning at home, planning ahead to age at home. And so sometimes that is selling the family home and getting a smaller home,
less sets of
stairs, you know, different kinds of bathrooms,
right.
because they intend to age in place.
Yeah.
And I see a great number of folks who can't afford it that are selling because they want to go to some place where they have the movie theaters and the popcorn and the cocktail hour. You know,
who does
all of that.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Better buy a lottery ticket. Yeah. So you know, as you, I don't think people... Well, I know. You don't think about this until you get a little older. You just don't. You should think about having a will once you have children, or even before that, my opinion. But these are options as you age to consider. But you don't know what to consider unless you consult an attorney. You just don't know.
Right.
So
right.
that's
because
why it's
important to do that. Because there's so many options out there.
Correct. And, you know, the people that specialize in this type of thing, alternatives to guardianship, that understand the language, supportive decision making, etc., are people like Altman Poindexter and Wyatt. So, and we appreciate what you're sharing today. We have a few more minutes.
So I want to just mention another area where this is particularly important.
Okay.
You know, many of us have either children or relatives that, you know, have, you know, intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities, cognitive impairments, and this can sometimes work well in that area too. Depending on the level of function, it may not be necessary to always have a guardianship. Sometimes these supported decision-making arrangements can work well in those areas as well. You know, again, going full circle back to the beginning, it's about empowering individuals and, to the extent we can, maximizing their own decision making. You know, as we were talking about from the medical side, sometimes what they need is translation. You know, if you can translate the medical into plain English, then sometimes an individual can make their own decision. They just can't understand the language that the healthcare providers often use. But it works well in that area, too, with special needs individuals, depending on the level of function.
Right.
So that's
another area for us to consider. People that have children that are on the spectrum, and it's when they talk about it, it's almost debilitating, and you know, because they know they're not going to be around, you know,
right.
How do they care for that child who may or may not ever be able to be in their own apartment or have a job? And that's just things that some people definitely have to consider.
Right, right. And it depends on the level of function. I mean, there are, you know, children that are on the spectrum that approach age, you know, 18 or over age 18 that are absolutely competent to sign a power of attorney so that someone can simply assist them with finances and medical care.
Okay.
And, you know, they're perfectly capable of living in an apartment with someone assisting them. I mean, it depends on the level of function, what the different arrangements can be. They don't necessarily need to be full guardianship.
So what we need to remember, our takeaway here, is when you do consult an attorney, the verbiage supportive decision making is something you'll want to discuss.
Alternatives to guardianship.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Alternatives to guardianship. Fascinating topic. You're always so interesting, Anne. I always learn something. Anne Poindexter with Altman Poindexter Wyatt, aplawyers.com for more information.
APW Lawyers.
I can't read my own handwriting. It's terrible. APWLawyers.com. Thank you, Mary Pat, for that. Thanks for being our guest today on Indie Lifestyle Radio. Appreciate that so much.
My pleasure, ladies. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And we'll be back right here on Freedom 95.
You're listening to Lifestyle Indie with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Mary Pat's here, too.
Good afternoon.
And we're glad you're listening to today's show. We're going to continue the show by talking about Westport Homes. We've done it before, but we always pick a different topic so that you learn all about them. They're one of our show sponsors, and they're great partners. We love them. Their homes are gorgeous, beautiful. If you've seen Lifestyle Indie TV, we do. You see their homes featured.
Yep.
Paul and I are sitting there enjoying ourselves. And Raina Fay is with us. She is a new home consultant with Westport Homes. Hi, Raina.
Hello. How are you?
Good. We're so happy that you're joining us today.
Thank you.
Yes, and we want to talk today. We'll get to some of your newer communities in a moment. But before we get to that, because I always like to know, you know, where the hot places are, and some of your locations sell out too. So we'll get updated on that. We're going to talk about smart home technology. Oh, and some other included features with the Westport Homes. So we did a TV segment, I want to say a season or two ago, with some of the smart home technology. It was fascinating because in my home, I have no smart technology because there's nobody smart in my house to operate the technology. No, you can get on YouTube and figure anything out.
Our kids have grown up and moved on.
Right, there you go. But it's kind of cool what they have. So talk to us about what Westport Homes features.
Yeah, absolutely. So recently, we have been acquired by D.R. Horton, and D.R. Horton is known for being cutting edge and using all of the newest technologies. And so what we have done more recently, in fact, just this week, there are new included features in all of our homes. So now there's just a whole list of things, and one of the most exciting things is the smart home technology.
Neat.
So now there's going to be an app. So you would have an alarm.com app, and you'd be able to control your temperature in your home, the locks in your home. You'll have a doorbell that is a video ring doorbell.
Oh, love to talk to someone. Yes.
It comes to your door. It's just really exciting. There's going to be an Alexa and an Echo and a Dot. So every home will be equipped with that as well. It's just going to be really exciting and really great to see all of these technologies built into the home and just be a standard included feature.
It's amazing to me what they have apps for and what can operate from a smartphone. Just about anything. It's cool.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to see, you know, all of the technology and how you can incorporate this and how you can run your home. And it's really great, too, for people who may be out of town. You can be completely around the world and adjust the temperature in your home.
Isn't that something else?
You know, turn lights on and off, you know, answer your doorbell.
You know what? Let's talk about that Ring doorbell. I want one of those real bad. I think they're cool, and they're not that expensive. So I know, you know, you talk about the smart technology being included. It can't possibly be that much more. The Ring doorbell is cool, you know, especially around the holidays or anytime you might have a package delivered kind of a thing, anytime anybody's on your front porch. Explain the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, so it's what this is a Sky Bell is the name of this type of Ring bell.
Okay.
And it is a smart video doorbell. It'll enable you to see, hear, and speak to your visitors at your door. Whether you're home or on the go, you can just stay up to date with the traffic at your front door.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about just changing temperatures. No longer do you have to go over to the thing on the wall to see what's going on. Am I at 68 like I'm supposed to be in the winter? Nope, I'm cold. Put it at 72 or whatever. You can do it right on your phone.
You can do it right on your phone, and you can prep your home. So if you've been on vacation and you want to set it at a lower temperature while you're gone, you can have it warming up or cooling down according to like your arrival time, so you can make your home even more energy efficient.
Love that. Talk to me about how the locks work, though.
The locks? Okay, so that's really cool, too. So, again, with this alarm.com app that would be on your phone, you can be, again, anywhere in the world. And, you know, if you have someone coming to do some work on your home and you need to let them in, you can just click a button on your phone and unlock the door, lets them in, lets them do their work, and then you can lock it when they leave.
Oh my goodness. So
that's cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
And so, very neat.
Yeah, it really is. That would come in handy too from maybe a teenager who got locked out of the house, right?
Oh yeah.
Call mom. Mom gets on her phone, goes to the app, and there you go. Let you right in. Oh, that happens. Okay, so the smart technology we're talking about, the Alexa and the Echo Dot. People have preferences. The Echo Dot is more of a Google thing. Alexa is more of a, is that the Amazon one?
It's the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot. Sorry if I
misspoke. I got it mixed up. No.
It does connect with the Alexa voice service, though.
Okay, cool. All right. So you could have a smart house. And do you have staff there when somebody, you know, you're a new home consultant? Do you kind of walk them through how everything works? Is it like when you get a new car or something, they kind of tell you what the features are? And so you don't go into this blind, correct?
No, not at all. We definitely hold your hand through it. We do have a new home orientation meeting that we hold with all of our new homeowners.
Nice.
Whether you buy a quick move-in ready home or you build the home from ground up, we'll come and the superintendent and other staff will be there to show you how to operate your home from top to bottom, including the smart features.
Love that. All righty. Smart home technology in all the Westport homes. Are we going to continue to call you guys Westport Homes?
Or yes.
Even though it's a D.R. Horton company? Yes. Okay.
You said it perfectly. Okay. We are Westport Homes, a D.R. Horton company.
Okay. Cool.
Exactly. Yep.
So the quality will not change.
No. In fact, it's just improving.
Love
and
it.
We are keeping our branding and our, you know, it's what I'm told for now.
Yeah.
So,
Sure. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the communities, because I understand, okay, you know, location, location, location. And we all have are passionate about where we like to live. Some, you know, the communities we grew up in or relatives grew up in. There's a new community over at Grandview Park, west of Holiday Park. Tell me more.
Oh, I know. So exciting, because there really is very limited new construction in Washington Township, really in Marion County at all. And we've seen in our other communities that we've opened in Marion County, they sold out as fast as we could.
Yeah, build them.
As fast as we could make home sites available, they were sold out.
Bam.
Yeah, it was incredible. And so we're expecting that same kind of interest and demand for this community. And it is, just what it's a beautiful, very mature.
It's a gorgeous area.
Trees and gorgeous area, you know. And so close to so many
shopping,
great
dining,
shops and
parks.
Yeah, everything. Absolutely. It's actually a former horse stable.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. In fact, I actually rode horses there when I was younger.
That's hilarious.
Grandview Stables. Yep.
What was it called? What was the stables called?
Grandview Stables.
Oh, so you sort of kept the name. I like that.
We did
Grandview
keep
Park.
The name. Yeah,
that's
they tend
neat.
To try to do that to honor whatever was there before. So, yeah. Grandview Park is the name of the community.
I love that. Okay, so that's roughly 64th and... Well, if you know where Holiday Park is, it's close to that, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of near 64th and Grandview. Actually.
Okay, well, that makes good sense.
Yeah,
in Washington Township, and they have great schools, so.
Yeah.
Excellent schools, and as I'm informed at this point, it is going to be our lifestyle series, which is our low-maintenance home.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, people like us, Mary Beth.
Yeah, we like low maintenance.
We don't want it. Yeah, we don't want that maintenance. Okay, so you have a place called, now, and you've gone... In other counties, you have other places. Bargersville is one of your locations now. Highland Knoll is what it's called?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Yes, it is. Highland Knoll in Bargersville.
Okay, and that's a Center Grove school area. So, because a lot of people are thinking about the schools.
That
maybe
is Center Grove?
Surprisingly,
it
yes.
It is Center Grove.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Surprisingly. Not all of Bargersville. Some of it, I think, goes into Shelby County. But anyway, but this particular... Westport Home living area is Center Grove School. So that's pretty far south.
It
if
is.
You
it's
like
a very
Southside.
High demand area. Mm-hmm. And again, people are just loving that we are going to be coming into this area. It's been a very popular area for new growth as people kind of push out a little bit from the city and want to have a little bit, you know.
Some space.
More of a, yeah.
That's Johnson County, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greenwood's growing like a weed down there.
Oh, yeah. That's been one of our hot spots as well. And I'm in Franklin Township.
Oh, so you're at the Franklin.
We're seeing a lot of growth there. And I'm assigned to Birchwood Park, Overlook.
Now, where's that one?
Yeah, that one is at Shelbyville Road and Five Points.
Shelbyville. Oh, you're pretty far south, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Franklin, if you think about the townships and the schools, it's easier to picture kind of the location.
Yeah.
So Franklin Township, sort of southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's where we'll find Raina. Raina,
yes.
Last name, Faye. You can ask for her if you'd like.
That
if
would
you're
be awesome.
Over in the Birchwood area of Westport Homes. Very cool.
Yeah.
So we've
Our model currently is at Village of New Bethel. So if you go to Birchwood, you're not going to see much there right now.
Okay.
The homes are being under, the model is under construction right now.
Oh.
Oh.
Brand spanking new.
Yeah, it's brand spanking new. Yep.
But the Village of New Bethel, where's that located? Where you are,
if
somebody
Franklin Road and Thompson Road.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so still southeast and still Franklin Township.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yep.
I know that area.
Are they lifestyle communities too, or?
We do. We have lifestyle and single family there.
Ooh, mixed.
At which one? At both of them, or?
At the Village at New Bethel and at...
Well, they will be, I guess, at...
At Birchwood?
Okay.
Yeah, so we have the lifestyle paired patio homes at New Bethel.
Okay.
And single family homes. Both of those are just very hot products.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Birchwood, we actually have villa homes, which are freestanding ranch. They are not going to be low maintenance, but they're just a smaller home, so you would have lower maintenance. I know there are several companies that are kind of bidding for... exposure to help those people with their maintenance.
It's always nice to pay somebody else to do the work. right?
It certainly is, yeah.
Well, especially when you get older. I just paid somebody to help me with my yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But those smaller home sites are going to, are kind of geared to more people who don't really like to do a lot of yard work. So we have that side.
That
and
could be young people, too.
It could be.
Yeah.
It really could be.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We were talking with Raina Faye. She is with Westport Homes. The website is Westport, do you say, -home.com?
Exactly.
Is that a dash sign? Okay, cool. They are gorgeous people. They are gorgeous. If even if you're one of those people, my mom likes to go just look at model homes just for fun, to get decorating ideas, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're gorgeous. You will get decorating ideas. And with a new home consultant like Raina Faye, you can ask any questions you want and make sure you find the community that's just right for you and the model home that's just right for you.
Would it be okay to give my phone number?
Please do.
Okay, you can reach me at 317-797-6950. Just call Raina Faye today.
317-797-6950. Ask for Raina. Miss Raina,
love to help.
Thank you for your time. Very well spoken. We learned a lot and we appreciate your.
Thank you so much, Julie.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Mary Pat. All righty. We will maybe talk. Can we have you back?
Oh, absolutely.
Down the road? Okay, great.
It was so fun. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Raina Faye, a new home consultant with Westport Homes, westport-home.com. Raina's number, 797-6950. Have a great rest of your day.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back next Saturday, 4:30, right here on Freedom 95.